Chapter 9. The Invitation.
"Now we have to tell Grandfather about Melody and the mysterious man," Jesse said as they walked to the Civic Center.
Benny had another idea.
"We should call the police. That's what we should do."
"We can't do that," Violet protested. "We don't know what was in those envelopes."
"You're right, Violet," agreed Jesse. "We can't accuse Melody without proof."
"Maybe we should talk to her," Henry said. "Tell her what we saw. If she didn't steal the score, she'll explain what's going on."
"And if she did steal it?" Sully wanted to know.
"Then we're in hot water," Henry said.
Sully looked puzzled. "Hot water?" she repeated.
They were at the Civic Center.
"I'll explain later," Henry told her as they went inside.
The musicians were assembled on the stage. Melody was in her proper place to Victor's left. The Aldens thought she had a guilty look on her face. Janet Muller slid into the aisle beside Jesse.
"I don't suppose there's anything new on the missing score?"
"Nothing," Jesse answered.
Then Victor hit a downbeat and the music began. This rehearsal went well. After it was over, the audience clapped loudly. Victor stepped to the edge of the stage.
"I can see that you are easily pleased," he said,
but it was obvious that he, too, was happy. He turned to the orchestra.
"Take a long lunch," he told them.
It was his way of saying they had played well. Today, lunch was set up in the reception hall. Benny walked beside the long table looking at the food. There were salads of all kinds, vegetable, pasta, egg, tuna, bean, and potato. At either end was a large meat and cheese tray. Baskets held different kinds of bread. Fruit filled several bowls. Jessie filled her plate with pasta salad and rye bread.
"What are you going to have, Benny?"
Jessie asked. Benny shook his head.
"It all looks so good, I can't decide."
"Which means you've decided to have some of everything," Henry said.
Benny pretended he hadn't thought of that.
"Oh, what a good idea, Henry," he said,
and began to take samples of every single dish. They took their plates to chairs along the wall. Just then, Melody came in from the auditorium with Janet Muller. They headed toward the Aldens.
"There you are," Melody said, as though she'd been looking for them.
"How would you like to meet me at the hotel early tomorrow? They set out rolls and juice every morning. We could eat and then come back here. I'm going to try my solo on stage. I could use an audience."
"We'd love to,"
Violet exclaimed. She was sure Melody couldn't be the thief.